Hey everybody, welcome to the latest crab diving podcast.
Welcome everybody. You sounded great.
My name is Patrick Vile.
I'm Ryan Pfeiffer.
And we're here. It's between the holidays. It's the taint of the holidays. Between Christmas and New Year's. Christmas Eve. We can talk about this. We teased it in the last podcast, but yeah. We run the Cat Show.
We did the Cat Show podcast out of their studios in beautiful Hollywood.
In scenic and syphilitic Hollywood.
It was depressing down there on Christmas Eve. Don't go to Hollywood. Don't go to Hollywood. And we took the train. We took the subway in Los Angeles.
We took the Los Angeles Metro to the Hollywood and Vine stop.
It's so disgusting there. It really is.
And it's cleaned up. A lot.
It really has. Yeah,
since I've been here over 10 years now, it's cleaned up a lot. It was a lot more AIDS-y. And
there's a Starbucks.
10 years ago.
There is a Starbucks on the corner of Hollywood and Vine now.
Right.
It's gross.
Right. It used to be a jerk off emporium. Yeah. You know, I mean, with booths and
It still is.
There's still an adult theater, right? Right near there?
Oh, yeah. It's
somewhere in Hollywood.
Is it live girls or just like porn booths?
I think it's the live XXX girls or something like that. I'm not really sure.
Oh my God. God, Los Angeles is kind of gross in general. We went to the grocery store today, a block away from our place. We went to the Ralph's.
Out in the freezing cold. Excuse me. The freezing cold winter of Los Angeles.
And we were walking back and we walked past a bus stop and there was that half naked woman changing her clothes.
But not the kind of half-naked woman.
No.
Yeah, this was like something from Middle Earth that was sitting there with... Didn't you say she was pissing herself when we walked by the first time? It's horrible.
It's a horrible planet. Yeah, let's not tax anybody making, $1 million more. let's just let that poor woman piss herself till the fucking earth explodes.
At the third in Vermont. Stop. Ugh. No preachers this week, though.
Oh yeah,
there's been a guy who out there with a bullhorn at the corner of Third and Vermont.
Oh my God.
Here in K-Town, who has been? It's all in Spanish.
It's Pentecostal
until like a couple of white guys like us walk by, and then he switches off to English. Like he's going to convert us in that 15 or 20 seconds that we're walking by him, and then he switches back to Spanish after you walk away.
Isn't that one of the weirdest things though in Los Angeles? You walk in these poorer neighborhoods, and all those storefronts are churches.
There's a lot of churches here in this neighborhood. There's a rockin' one over on 3rd Street.
Oh, I know.
They have a band really frequently. Yeah. I remember walking down 3rd Street sometimes at night, and you hear the band going, and everybody's singing and everything. It's pretty lively in there.
Yeah, I think they're all Pentecostal, too. Mm-hmm. It's so strange. I don't know why there's so many... Mexican Pentecostal churches.
Catholics, I can see, you know, because I thought everybody was Catholic, but...
It's not cool anymore.
Anyway.
It's not cool anymore to be fucking Catholic.
It's not cool anymore. So, yeah, we were down in Hollywood for the Cat Show. It was our first live experience.
Yeah.
Which was interesting.
It was fun.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
We were
on the internet live. Live and streaming.
Yeah, and then we did the show, which was fun, and then afterwards we went to...
We were drinking eggnog.
Eggnog and
laced
Southern
with
Comfort.
SoCo, which was really... I thought it was pretty good.
I was surprised.
Well, SoCo is kind of sweet, so I would... Yeah, it might work.
Yeah.
I think it might work. It was really good.
Yeah.
Stealthy.
Oh, my God.
Stealthy good. But then... We did the show. It was a lot of fun. Thanks to Dean Richards
and Jacob Bunny.
Jacob Bunny, the host of the Cat Show.
Thank you for bringing the gigantic plastic jug of SoCo.
Absolutely. And check out their podcast at thecatshowpodcast.com, I believe it is. Yeah. And you can find our episode there, which is The Cats Get the Crabs.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was a lot of fun. Thanks to them. So then afterwards...
We got wasted.
We had some time to kill.
Yeah.
And then we ended up...
At Dylan's Pub on Hollywood and Vine.
Right.
That's where we went.
Which is an Irish pub.
Mm-hmm.
So there probably weren't a lot of Irish Catholics in there on Christmas Eve.
It's an Irish pub on Hollywood and Vine. I mean, it kind of doesn't fit.
There's an Irish former Catholic, me.
Yeah.
And maybe that guy who came in.
Oh, my God.
So we're sitting there, and this guy comes in 50s, probably.
Oh. I think he's probably older than he looks.
Really?
I mean, no.
Younger than he looks.
Younger than he looks. Yeah, sorry. He
was, probably.
God, he was fucking wasted.
Really rough accent to understand. Yeah. Somewhere, he said middle of England. Central of England.
He sounded Scottish to me. Is that wrong?
No, that's probably near, I mean, central England. So he had a really thick accent.
Have you ever heard anybody use the word cunt more effectively? No. And oftenly?
I haven't been called a cunt as many times on Christmas Eve as I did.
More frequently.
That day, yeah. So this guy actually got 86'd from the Dylan.
Kicked out of the bar.
Because, well, he headbutted you.
Oh, my God. Well, he was joking around with me, and he forgot what, he kept giving me shit for something, and he kept asking me questions like, I don't know. And he was like, people don't have an opinion anymore.
Well, first of all, there were two guys that were sitting on the left of me, on the other side of me, and this guy, whose name we found out later was Lindsay, this British guy.
Yeah.
He showed up to your right.
Right.
So on the other side of me were these two guys that were just sitting there and everything. I don't know. I guess the guy's been in there before and everything, but he started asking you, which do you think
is the catcher?
Is the pitcher, and which is the catcher?
I was like, I don't know, dude. I was like, listen, I don't. And he was so loud. I felt like those guys were going to.
Which one do you think is the pitcher, and which do you think is the catcher?
He kept calling him puffs or puffers.
I didn't hear that.
No.
I was trying to avoid eye contact.
Dude, he was saying all kinds of shit.
So why did he headbutt you? All of a sudden I turn over, and the guy's got Ryan's face in both hands, and then he called you a cunt.
Yeah.
And then he wham, 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 like four hard headbutts.
Really hurt.
You were laughing, though, so I didn't.
I was drunk.
It didn't look like.
I think I had probably 3 beers before he.
Well, did. And those SoCo and
plus 2 drinks plus a Heineken. So I was on my 6th beer of the day on New Year's Eve.
Christmas Eve.
Oh, Christmas Eve. Oops. Yeah, so I didn't feel him headbutting me, but I don't remember why he did it. I honestly can't tell you. I have no idea. I do know this, that there was the black guy across from us at the bar. He kept saying shit to him, like racist shit to him. And I was like.
Right. And then we found out later.
I was like, okay, Lindsay, you got to shut up.
That guy's like a black belt.
Yeah.
Something or other.
But they all know this, that regular at the.
Yeah, the guys that were sitting next to me, it turns out, were regulars. Everybody was a regular. Yeah. And apparently Lindsay gets regularly kicked out of there.
Well, really regularly, because the manager told me. He was in there once today, and they asked him to leave, and then he came back.
Oh, he already got thrown out.
Yeah. He was there like 2 hours earlier, and he just wandered in. And I mean, I was about to say he's not violent.
I don't think they.
But he hit me in the head.
That's true, yeah. I don't know.
He's violent. I bet he's been. You think he's been in a bar fight?
Yeah, I think he was in a bar fight maybe earlier that day.
Oh, God. Then we went to the Frolic Room. That's a famous Hollywood bar.
Which I didn't know. Yeah, that's a great bar. It's a really, really cool bar.
It's right next to the Pantages Theater.
Yeah, it's a few doors down from the, or half a block down.
Where you can see Footloose, Dylan. The motherfucking musical, the ruination of musical theater. Sorry, I'm not going down that. But, oh, God damn it. Anyway, the Frolic Room is awesome.
It was. We had a couple of beers there.
And we talked to that. Remember that one chick that was there? Oh my God,
she was so hot. Yeah, she was. Turns out she's a model. She was there with her boyfriend. They're from Colorado.
You know what she looked like
to
me? And
they just moved here.
She looked like Emma Watson a little bit.
Really?
She kind of had Emma Watson slash Anne Hathaway.
Do you remember Linda Evangelista, the supermodel?
No.
Yeah, you should check her out. Maybe put her up on besthotgirlspicks.com. She is a supermodel. I thought that girl looked a lot like her. This girl was just amazing hot. And we sat there talking to her and her boyfriend for a while on Christmas Eve. Ryan,
dude, she's so done with that guy, by the way. Her boyfriend.
Do you think so?
Yeah, he was a load. So. Sorry.
I was drunk enough.
He was a little bit of a load, man.
I was drunk enough where I was like, she wants to fuck me.
Oh, yeah.
she wants me.
Well, dude, she's fucking that guy. He looked like, you know who he looked like? He looked like somebody.
Andy Dick.
Really?
I thought he looked like Andy Dick.
I was going to say he looked like an elven extra in like Lord of the Rings or something. I mean, really.
Maybe if Andy Dick was playing an elf.
Yeah, he looked like an elf version of Andy Dick, and she's fucking him. I mean, fuck me.
Kate's been locked out of crab diving out of the studio for the podcast because she keeps trying to jump up on one of our laps while we're trying to do the podcast.
Oh, that chick.
So if
does
you hear
look
scratching in the background, right now she's scratching on the big wooden door.
Ah, come on, Kate. It's okay.
Oh, you looked up Linda Evangelista?
Yeah.
Am I right?
Evangelista. Yeah, she. Yeah,
doesn't that chick look just like her?
Oh my
God. Yeah,
that guy's an idiot. See, they moved to Los Angeles together. He moved that guy at the bar moved to Los Angeles with his model hot girlfriend.
Yeah, they're both from
Colorado.
What
an idiot!
Yeah,
what an idiot!
Yeah, that's true.
What happens if? Oh, I don't know.
A couple of assholes.
What if David Spade?
Podcasters.
What if David Spade rolls in to the
Pauly Shore stops by at the frolic room on.
Yeah, throws down his. It's fucking, I was going to say his black Amex. You think Pauly Shore is a black Amex? No way.
He's got money. I think he's.
Is he rich?
Yeah, I think he's still got money.
Is he like Seinfeld rich?
I don't think he was bad with his money. I think he was pretty good with the money.
Oh, my God.
Well, he still is owner of the Comedy Store now, right?
Yeah.
Since the mother died?
Yeah.
He's half owner with the brothers and sisters of the Comedy Store or something like that?
Yeah. I mean, I know he runs the place.
Mm-hmm.
I saw him at the Comedy Store. He introduced Louis C.K.
Oh, really?
It was so great. I saw Louis C.K. like a few months ago.
Awesome.
Work some material out there, and Pauly Shore brought him up. My God, come on, Kate.
Kate's scratching the fuck out of the door right now.
Yeah.
I saw Pauly Shore today when I was doing research for the show. There's, I think it's on the Daily Mail, mm-hmm. The Daily Mail .co.uk might have been TMZ too. Pictures of him like in a bathing suit somewhere putting on lotion.
And some bitch is next to him.
But he's big and fat and disgusting.
Really?
Yeah.
Pauly Shore?
Surprisingly.
No,
yeah.
I just saw him at the store, dude. No, he's not fat.
Okay, now I've got to Google it.
Well, no, he looked thin to me.
You've got to vamp for a minute
I will vamp because let's go off on a thing here, a tangent. Last podcast we talked about the Miley Cyrus three achy holes.
Yes. There was a guy who was arrested somewhere for trying to steal one from Spencer Gifts, if you listened to the last podcast.
And did you see Miley Cyrus is in the news in another Love Doll story? Apparently her boyfriend, Liam Hemsworth, the dude from The Hunger Games, bought Miley a Love Doll for Christmas.
No way, really?
And there's pictures of her in the car.
Is it one of hers? Okay, I gotta get up and look.
Look at that picture. I can't make it bigger. Isn't that
Well, is that her?
Look at the Love Doll.
That's not the Miley Love Doll, is it?
No, that's just the Love Doll. But he got it for her as like a jokey gift. But you know what?
Is this the same boyfriend that had the big black cock cake for the birthday?
Because they referenced that in there. That we actually talked about that on our first podcast.
And we have that picture up at crabdiving.com. If you go to crabdiving.com and look in the search section, you can type in Miley. And
well, that's
you can see that picture of her eating the giant
penis cake.
The giant penis cake.
And that was on her boyfriend's birthday. They did that, and then for Christmas. He gets her a Love Doll. You know what? They sound like a fun Hollywood couple. I think if I was famous and say I was with Lilacoy Moon, I would double date with Liam Neeson and Miley. Not Liam Neeson.
Liam Hemsworth or Hemsworth or whatever the fuck his name
cares.
Is.
Some fucker from The Hunger Games. Fuck that guy, man. Oh God, that pisses me off. What the fuck? Do you think Miley Cyrus was watching The Hunger Games? Was like, oh, I could fuck that guy because I'm Miley Cyrus, and she calls him?
Oh, they probably met at some club or at the Standard one night or something. Is she even 21?
She's 20.
So not at the Standard.
She's getting up there.
Oh, that dog is going
Come on,
crazy.
Kate.
Kate's going crazy
Should
right
I
now.
Should I let her in?
No, don't let her in.
Okay.
I got stories.
Oh, okay.
If you're ready for stories, yeah. I got a couple.
Okay.
Okay. On the smoking gun, we're not even going to play name that state. This is just going to be a run of Florida stories. It just worked out that way. There's two stories that are similar. this is woman 50.
Okay.
Battered her boyfriend who's 32.
Battered her like...
She beat the shit out of.
I was going to say, like, you do a fish, but no.
Yeah, she deep fried. Because they were having sex, and he came first, and and it was, like, done.
Wow. I would have been dead by now. I had so many girls beat my ass.
Yeah, it's Florida.
Oh, God.
Manatee County.
Manatee.
Where is that at, do you know?
I feel like we talked about Manatee County. Didn't we?
I'm sure.
We just talked about manatees, actually. We've done
a zillion stories, Florida stories.
It's got to be. That sounds like central to me.
Jenny Scott, 50. She was booked on a misdemeanor charge. she was dating a guy named Gilberto De Leon, or Gilberto De Leon, 32.
He discovered Florida, actually. Gilberto De Leon.
He was looking for the Fountain of Youth, yeah. Right? They were summoned to De Leon's home
De Leon.
By a witness who heard the couple arguing.
Uh-oh.
And they saw her beating the shit out of him.
With what?
She was punching and then she grabbed a stick and was swinging it at him, and then she threatened him with a wrench.
Uh-oh.
Before the witness that ended up calling cops took the wrench away from her. She explained on questioning that they were giving each other, quote, oral pleasure in the bedroom, when De Leon finished first and stopped pleasuring her. So they were 69ing, it sounds like.
Oh. And he...
He finished.
Oh, gross. Wait a second. Is she hot?
No. Here, take a look. Here's her...
What a horror scene.
This is Jeannie Scott, 50.
I'm sure that Looney Tunes is on Tumblr.
Yeah.
How gross.
Well, then she was mad. She also struggled with deputies.
Wait a second.
She kicked a window.
Was she naked?
She kept kicking a window until she was warned that she would be maced until she was stopped.
Oh, my God.
They describe her as extremely intoxicated.
Oh, my God. I guess. Wow. What do you think she was drinking? I mean, how drunk do you have to be? Oh, my God. I was going to say, is that tequila or is that like, is that a tequila story or more like?
Manatee County, Florida.
Mad Dog.
Yeah.
It's Mad Dog. It's not tequila. It's like bad.
It's, yeah. Or bad beer. Liquor. Lots of shitty Bush Light or, you know, whatever cheap. What do we drink? Tecate. She was at... Ponce de Leon's house.
When I was in junior college in the South, I used to drink shitloads of Mad Dog. Do you ever drink that?
Mm-mm.
Oh, my God. Grape River, Lightning Creek, Orange Jubilee, pink grapefruit flavored. Oh, my God. You could get
pink grapefruit flavored.
It's the worst. Mad Dog's the worst, man. It's like it comes in a big jug. I swear to God, it was like $2.
What is it?
It's horrible. I don't know. It's just Mad Dog. Mad Dog 2020. It's cheap liquor that people drink.
Is it whiskey or is it?
No.
I don't know what Mad Dog is.
It's like
is it some liqueur? Is it some white trashy liqueur?
Oh yeah. No. You drink it straight. You get it cold, you put it in the fridge and then you drink it. It's something you drink to get wasted. And that's what we got in junior college cuz it was so fucking cheap. Is it It's the junior college cocktail of choice.
Like Zima?
No, it's not Zima? As good. It's gross, dude. It's wino. It's wino liquor. It comes in a big square.
I just found it. Images of MD 20. It's called, it looks like MD 2020.
Oh, God.
And it's got a bunch of different.
That fucking picture makes me want to just vomit. one night I remember wrestling with some person and rolling, I drank a whole jug of it and then rolled down the woods, down some hill in North Georgia. And I walked back up to the house and I passed out. And then I remember the next morning waking up and like running my hands through my hair and like finding thorns.
Which hair?
Shut up. Yeah, I might. I had sand spurs.
It's a fortified wine.
Oh, it's horrible.
MD 2020 I'm on Wikipedia, is an American fortified wine. By the way, this is listed under bum wine.
Oh my god, I drank that shit 2 years in college. I had that in Georgia. Oh my god.
MD 2020 has an alcohol content that varies by flavor from 13% to 18%. Wow, it's got a kick. Most of the 18% varieties have been discontinued, although red grape is still available in 18%.
Some rough.
The MD actually stands for its producer, Mogan David, who are known for their fine wines.
Well, we would call it's Mad Dog 2020.
But MD originally stood for Mogan David. It's MD/2020.
No, oh, fine.
You guys must call it Mad Dog.
Oh, we always call it Mad Dog 2020.
But however, it's widely known as Mad Dog. Originally, 2020 stood for 20 ounces at 20% alcohol.
Oh, that's interesting.
Currently, MD 2020 is neither sold in 20 ounce nor at 20% alcohol, but they're still selling it.
You know what? You know what?
So, also listed here is Ripple.
Night Train. Boone's Farm.
I never heard of it before. Maybe it's a Southern thing.
It's a Southern thing, is it? Dude. Oh my god, it totally is. I remember. You know what? I'd be off to a party and I'd be like, hey, because I wasn't 21 at the time. And I would ask somebody, I'd be like, hey, here's $5. Can you go in there and get me a jug of Mad Dog 2020? And I was like, it would always be like, I want the Orange Jubilee. And if they don't have that, get the grape. And if they don't have that, get the.
Was this by flavor or by alcohol content?
I wasn't even aware of the shit you just said. I had no idea that the alcohol content varied per flavor. Yeah. I didn't know.
You're just going by the flavor. But did you mix it or did you drink it straight?
I drank it straight, just out of the jug, or maybe over ice cubes if it was warm. And then I would say, I would say, don't get me that Lightning Creek, because that
what's Lightning Creek?
Didn't have a flavor. It was like it was clear. It was scary.
That's a different liquor?
No, it's the same, but it was clear Mad Dog.
Oh, it's MD. It's Mad Dog Lightning Creek.
Yeah, and it's clear. Jesus. It's so gross. Oh god.
What does fortified wine mean? I don't know.
It means white trash. It means
so this woman beat the shit out of this guy, right? Yeah. Or because he came first. But then it also leads back to another story from just a month ago, also Florida, where a woman was jailed because a guy came too fast. A different woman.
Oh my god.
This is a Florida woman was jailed for a post-coital assault on her boyfriend.
Post-coital. post-coital.
Raquel.
Coital.
Coital? Coital?
I don't know, but it's just funny. Like, you Raquel say it like that.
Gonzalez, 24.
Post-coital.
Was arrested. Bond was set at $750.
Oh my god.
They were involved in sexual intercourse when, quote, he climaxed and she did not. So then she began hitting and punching him and scratching his eyes and his nose.
God, do you think he wore a condom?
I doubt it, too.
They were fucking and all of a sudden she was like, damn it, you just came inside me. And then started beating him up.
No, she was mad that he came before her.
Yeah. Oh,
not that
God.
He came inside of her. I don't think, you know, that, yeah, the fact that she might have been impregnated was what irritated her, I think. She was pissed because he was done and wilting.
Little Timmy, we never told you about the night you was conceived. Oh, my God.
They say that alcohol may have also played a factor. These people are getting drunk in Florida and fucking... Mm. And the guys are blowing early.
If you want to get laid, man, bring some PBR down to a trailer park.
Be careful in Florida. Rub some ice on your cock or something. Yeah. Numb that shit because these pitches are getting mad if you don't
want to fucking Florida.
If you're coming first, yeah. Okay, this story, I can't even comprehend. Okay.
Oh, no.
Rocket News 24.
Okay.
From...
Japan.
Yep, there you go.
Who fried a dick? Konnichiwa.
This Japanese company called to have a porn star called for all of her fans to send in something.
Yes.
To her for a movie. And there's been a picture of her taken with, so far, over 100 bottles of semen have been sent.
100 bottles of semen on the wall.
To the Japanese semen actress. And she posted a picture of her posing with all the little bottles on Twitter. Ugh. Her name is Uta Kohaku.
Is she hot?
Yeah. She's a Japanese. That's her picture. Ryan just looked. She is 20 years old, Japanese adult. Fucking
hot.
Yeah, she's a Japanese adult video actress. I don't know who this is, but she's known for looking exactly like a pop star from Japan, from some group AKB48, who I sure will turn up on bestsellgirlspick.com soon.
AKB48.
But sure. She looks like one of the members called Atsuko Maeda. So this porn star looks just like a chick in AKB48.
So let me get this straight. This Asian person is saying she looks like another Asian person.
Yes.
Wow.
She's famous for looking like another Asian person.
I don't believe it.
She's all over Twitter. And this story on Rocket News 24 says that she recently tweeted a picture of herself smiling innocently while holding up a peace sign. She was wearing a pink bathrobe and sitting among over 100 clear plastic bottles of semen.
Oh, so gross. What bottles? What kind of bottles? Are they little liquor bottles?
It says each bottle contains a freshly squeezed sample from one of her many fans.
Well, not so fresh now that it's
true.
I mean, gross.
It started earlier this month when the video studio that she works for tweeted and called out to fans of hers to bottle their semen and sent it to them for their latest video called Semen Collection 2.
Part 2. What was part 1?
I guess it's the same thing. I don't know. I didn't.
Sounds like they're lazy.
I didn't do a lot of research on this story.
Part 2.
Fans were encouraged to write their names on the bottles.
Oh, who the fuck would do that?
So they would appear in the video.
There.
Which was, it must be done. It was scheduled to be filmed on December 20th. So it's probably shot.
Shot?
No pun intended already.
So I'm supposed to jizz into a bottle and then write Ryan Pfeiffer on it and mail it?
Yes.
God, that seems illegal. It really does. You can't do that.
It's Japan. She tweeted, oh, semen from around Japan has begun to arrive. And then there's an emoticon.
Good news, everybody.
There's some emoticon that is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 what? Characters long. I don't know. It looks like an asshole, maybe, with ass cheeks. I don't know what this fucking emoticon is. But then she says, I will care for them as if they were my own child. She's going to care for the bottles of cum.
As if they were her own child.
Mm-hmm. Billions of little Japanese swimmers.
You know, I think sometimes, I don't know what they're doing in North Hollywood for porn, but it doesn't compare to what the shit they have going on in the East. We're pikers.
Here's Ryan's about to look at a picture of her holding two bottles of semen with Japanese names written on them.
Why is it like the bottles are so big?
Well, they're just emptying out like Pepsi bottles.
like a Snapple
plastic
bottle?
Yeah, like a Snapple. Here's, okay.
Oh, fuck, that's
now,
gross.
Now, here's a picture that she put on Twitter. It's her sitting surrounded. She's in a pink bathrobe, and she's surrounded by like 100 different bottles of like Snapple bottles of Japanese jizz.
We are so bored as human beings. I mean, we are bored.
What do you think they're going to do with it?
The jizz?
In Sperm Collection 2.
I don't know. I mean, why?
Semen Collection 2. Sorry, I misnamed it.
Oh my God, it's just so fucked up. That would be an amazing like story twist in Law and Order. Like they go to this, there's a murder at somebody's house and they go there and they're like, oh, we found this DNA sample. But it turns out that like all she has laying around her apartment is these bottles of like different DNA samples from her fucking porn fan base.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about like cum splatter. Like, don't you have a joke? Something about cum splatter and being the the Dexter of Calm or something.
I have this horrible joke about how, like, how horrible it is that in porn, like, you'll see, like, somebody come on somebody's face. And, like, first, my thought is, like, who wants that? And, like, and if you're coming, like, if you're having sex with someone and they're like, oh, I want you to come in my face. And then you do, like, you're supposed to stop having sex with them and then position to hit their face.
Right, right.
And, like, what if your knee slips and you hit their trachea on accident? Like, on, like, you know what I mean? Like, in that maneuver, because it's so complicated and fast. While you're coming, you got to do all this shit. And my joke is, like, all of a sudden you're in a really fucked up episode of Law & Order Special Victims Unit. That's so dumb.
I swear to God, I heard you say something about Dexter one time.
Oh, yeah,
though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. One, oh,
cum splatter, Dexter.
I'm sorry, that's another cum joke.
Yeah. your great repertoire.
I do have a joke. I always say, for the people in this bar that actually wear condoms, I was like, after you're done having sex with whoever, whatever you're fucking, your girlfriend or your partner ever hold up your condom and, like, judge your jizz, analyze your load, like, all of a sudden they're like the Dexter of cum. That's the joke. It's brilliant.
Awesome.
That's the joke.
Speaking of cum, you should go check out Best Hot Girls Picks.
Check out besthotgirlspicks.com.
It's our sponsor, and it's our fucking website. Yeah. Lots of pictures of best hot girls. They're not naked, but they're not safe for work. And we recently have a post Ryan sent me to read, which is a picture of Scarlett Johansson and Natalie Portman.
Johansson.
They're at some event and they're kissing. There's no tongue or anything. It looks like they're both kind of laughing or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
So anyway, Ryan wrote the copy and I will read it to you now. Read along. Go to besthotgirlspicks.com and in the search section, type Scarlett Johansson or something, or Natalie Portman or something, or
Portman's
kiss,
easier.
Kiss or something.
Scarlett Johansson has the worst fucking name to spell.
Yeah, yeah.
I hate doing posts about her because I always have to Google her name.
How to spell it exactly.
And make sure I'm picking out the right spelling.
Okay. Scarlett Johansson, hot kiss of Natalie Portman is so sexy. This BHGP senior ass analyst would very much like to see these hot actresses scissor frag each other's Oscar oysters into combustion. Don't you jerkers think that Natasha Belle is the jizzier, more fun version of Princess Leia Jr.? This muff bumping moment is brought to you courtesy of the Crab Diving Podcast, where Natalie Portman is oft discussed. Squirt! The photo of these fondling femme fatales garners a nut burst into a dirty sock combo with a squirty nomination. 10 out of 10 from the judges' table.
Nut burst.
Nut burst. So go check out besthotgirlspicks.com. And after you're done there, after you clean up and mop everything up,
so disgusting.
Go over to the crab diving. Go over to crabdiving.com if you're gonna buy anything. If you need some towelettes or something or some fleshlights, yeah, or some toys, or do that. Go on Best Hot Girls Picks and click the fleshlight ad, or go to crabdiving.com. Go down somewhere on the crabdiving.com. You can see a bunch of funny pictures and shit. But we also have an Amazon link. If you're gonna buy anything on the internet,
go through our portal.
Yeah, go through our
to Amazon
portal. Enter through our looking glass to over to Amazon.com, and we get a taste. We get a little nibble of whatever you buy, and it doesn't cost you anything. It just helps us out here at the Crab Diving Podcast.
Cool. Oh yeah, don't you think Natalie Portman looks like Natasha Belle?
Yeah, she does.
She really does.
She does a little bit.
I don't know. Do you think everybody knows who Natasha Belle is, or is that kind of?
I think you might have to go to besthotgirlspicks.com.
I feel like I'm in
Google
a different
Natasha
world.
Belle. Because... Natasha Belle is a porn star.
But I think she's like the poor man's Natalie Portman. I really,
really,
I do. God,
I'm looking at a picture of Natasha Belle right now that we have up on besthotgirlspicks.com.
She's hotter than Natalie Portman.
Really?
Yes. What the fuck, man?
Seriously?
Are you serious? Yeah, I do. I think Natasha Belle is hotter than Natalie Portman.
I may have to disagree a little bit.
Wow. Well, I don't know what to tell you.
So anyway, everybody, that's all I've got for stories this week. Go to besthotgirlspicks.com, look up Natalie Portman, and look up Natasha Bell. They're both on the site. And email us your decision. Who's hotter? We'll put up a post on crabdiving.com about who's hotter, Natalie Portman or Natasha Bell.
Send us an email.
At crabdiving.com. Yeah. Or Pat at crabdiving.com. Or Ryan at crabdiving.com.
Or Kate. No, Kate doesn't have an address.
I don't think Kate has an address. So thank you for listening, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening, but Jesus Christ, you know, whatever. I mean, thank you. Thank you so much for listening to our podcast.
Thanks to everyone for listening. Go check out besthotgirlspicks.com. Go check us out on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Go look at Crab Diving on YouTube.
Gerbil News,
which is also on YouTube or on Funny or Die, and go to crabdiving.com for the latest stuff. Check us out on Facebook / Crab Diving. Our page. We're trying to get to whatever that magic number is that turns you into community page. 200 likes or something like that.
I think you can
go fucking like our page on
social media. Is so fucking stupid.
I know. So that's it. Until the next crab diving.
Follow us on Twitter, Slitter.
Slitter? That's a completely different website. There is a... What's that one that Best Hot Girls picks?
Snatchly.
Snatchly is an adult... It's a porn. Best.
Snatchly.
Snatchly is awesome. Check it out, and you'll find some besthotgirlspicks.com pictures on snatchly.com. Mm-hmm. Thanks for listening. Peace out.
Go fuck yourself.